Turn in your will of your Bibles to Mark 4, verse 35. Beautiful passage of Scripture, just preached on many times. Jesus has been preaching. He's been teaching. He's been telling the parables. And he tells his disciples in 35 to go to the other side. Listen to what the Word of God says. On the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Now, when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. And others, little boats, were also with him. That's very important. Other little boats was also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we're perishing?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for this time that we can look at the Word of God and let it speak to our hearts. And we give you praise today, Lord, for if we know that if you do not speak to us through the power of the Holy Spirit today, that we'll go away from this place just as the same as we came in it. And Lord, I pray today that we won't do that, but Lord, that we'll be touched by the Word and we can look to you for guidance in our life. For it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Where can I go but to the Lord? I didn't tell Brother Teddy what I was preaching on, so he didn't know, but that fits very good. What a friend we have in Jesus. Beautiful song. Now, in these verses, Jesus Christ has been preaching, he's been telling about the parables. He is tired, folks. Now, yes, he's just like one of us. He was man, he got tired. He was God-man still, but he was tired. And the Bible says he fell asleep in the boat. Now, God the Creator, the maker of the universe, is in a little fishing boat, heading across the Sea of Galilee. Now in these verses of Scripture, we see Jesus Christ, how he calms the storm. That's God, folks. He can calm any storm. But it's also a picture of your life and my life. You see, we're on a voyage ourselves. We're on a voyage in this old ship here, this old body. We're going through life. Life has many storms. Life has many storms that come up unexpectedly into our life. And Jesus Christ can calm the storm that's in your heart today, that's in your mind today, that's in your body today. Jesus Christ calms that storm. Now, let's look first at the journey or the departure. You know, when I grew up, we grew up listening to the old songs in the Little Red Book, Stamp Baxter book. It was one of the songs like this: "I'm going to take a trip in a good old gospel ship. I'm going to sail into the blue." Boy, I love that song. I like to hear the Goodman sing that song. They were so happy. Boy, it'd make you want to take off right now and go to heaven. But it's a picture of a voyage. I'm going to take a trip. When Paul was ready to die and he was about to die, he said to Timothy, "I am ready for my departure." That word is a naval term, Navy term, that I'm fixing to set sail from one harbor to the other harbor. I'm fixing to leave this old world behind. And in Mark here, we have a picture of life. It may be your life, it may be my life, as we pass through today as we passed through yesterday, the storms came, didn't they? The rains blew. I'm so glad to know that my life was hid in Christ Jesus. I am safe in the storms of life. In verse 36, you'll notice there were other boats with him. You see, not only am I on a voyage through life, but you're on a voyage through life. Every one of us are on a voyage through life. Others sail. Others have problems. Storms come in our life. We're all together in this world, and we're passing through this world of life. Every single one of you. Now, in this ship, Jesus was on board. Let me tell you something. If you get Jesus on board of your ship, everything's going to be all right. You see, Jesus makes all the difference in the world whether a boat will sink or a boat will float. He makes all the difference in the world in your life and my life as we journey through this world. You see, we're on that journey. We're moving across the pages of history. We're moving across the pages of time, and Jesus makes all the difference if you have him in your life or if you don't have him in your life. You see the direction they're going. He said, let us pass over to the other side. We all have a destination, don't we? Every single one of us. I don't know where you're going, but I know where you're going to end up. As we pass through this world, we cross paths with each other. I'm so glad I have met you in this church. It's been a blessing to be in this church. For over 33 years, I've met a lot of people. I can't help but think all these little boys and girls, I knew most of them when they were born. And I've watched them grow up in church. I've watched their parents bring them to church. And now they're growing up and they're getting bigger. I couldn't help but think the other last week, some of them are off in college. Some of them are already married. Run into a little boy at Walmart, and he said, you remember me, preacher? And I said, I sure do. I don't know your name. I'm not going to tell you that I know your name, but I know that you come to our church. You grew up in church. He says, yeah, I'm now married and got children. I said, praise the Lord. Are you still serving God, or are you still in church? You see, we've got a destination in our life. We're going somewhere. We're on board the ship. Now, Jesus Christ is my captain of my ship. He's on board in my life. He's in the boat with me. You see, a captain, and I'm proud to say we've got a captain in here. Brother Don, he's a captain, but he's the head of that ship. When you're on his ship, he's in control. On the ship of life, I guarantee you, he would tell you today, Jesus is the captain of his soul. Jesus is the captain of this soul. You should have Jesus Christ as the captain in your life. You see, if Jesus is the captain of your life, let him have control of it. Do what he wants you to do. You see, I try to pray every morning, Lord, guide my steps today. Now, on Sunday, I know where I'm going to be if I'm not dead. I'm going to be in church. It's just a place to be. It's the place we worship God. And I know he wants me in church. I know he wants me to come here because he called me his pastor here. I thought about one time not showing up and just see how many people would miss me. But Jesus said, no, you got to go. Reminds me of the guy that went home. He started crying, and he told his mom, he said, I don't want to go to church today. She said, you got to go, son. I don't want to go to church today. I'm not going over to that church today. People don't like you over that church. They're not friendly over that church. They talk about you over that church. You give me a reason why I need to go to church. She said, you're the pastor. You You see, Jesus Christ is the captain of our life. He's the captain that you need in your life. You know what? Jesus gives us direction in our life. He guides us. We were talking about it in Sunday school class this morning. You know, that was a beautiful illustration about the butterfly, Brother Perry. But I don't want to tell that in here. It's smashed in a windshield. But you know what? Jesus is the captain in your life. It's like that. You're going from one point to the other every single day. Have you ever thought about that? A long life's way. He guards us. I couldn't help but think back in 1979 as he's calling me into the ministry. Rhonda and I were both in Recklaw. We was out to the farm and she was going back home and I was going to follow her back home because I was in my vehicle and she got out a little earlier than I did. She took off. You know, and man, she takes off. That little car only knew one speed, and that was wide open. But I never will forget, she was going home, and she got a head start about a mile on me, and there was this car that passed me, and I was having to wait on him, and he got on a little head, and right in the middle of the highway, a car came over the hill and hit him head on and killed him. And you know what? I said, Lord, I thank you for letting him get ahead of me. Now, that may sound cruel to you, but I believe God guides. You see, it could have been me if I'd have just been another 100 yards. Boy, I stopped and I helped him out, tried to help him out of his car, meet another guy, but he was already gone. You see, God guides our life. You'll never convince me that that's an accident that he got ahead of me. Never convince me of that. All through life, life is like that. You're out here moving, and God's got his hand on you if you're his child. He's watching over you. He's taking care of you. You see, without Jesus Christ in your heart and in your life, I wanted to say you're like traveling through life with no compass, but y'all don't know what a compass is nowadays. It's a GPS. You know, we got those today. Our telephones tell us where we're going. And if you don't have that today, you're tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. You have no direction without Jesus Christ. You're just here. The destination, you see. People want to know, where am I going in life? And a lot of us know exactly where we're going. If I've got Jesus Christ as my life, my hope is in heaven. He said, I've gone to prepare a place for you, and I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. I'm going to be with Christ in heaven one day. That's my destination. I'm traveling through life with my eyes focused on Jesus Christ. One day I'm going to be his child in heaven. I'm his child down here. He's guiding my life. Is Jesus the captain of your soul today? Have you invited him into your life today? Have you given him your life? Do you really know the purpose of your life? You see, he not only gives us direction, he gives us a purpose in life. He calls us for a purpose. Tell others about Jesus Christ. And he also gives us security in life. You know, I don't worry about death because I know that Jesus Christ is there. When I die, he'll be there. I'll open my eyes and I'll see Jesus Christ. The presence of Jesus Christ is a guarantee that one of these days I'll land safely on heaven's shore. You see? He gives us direction. He gives us a destination on this journey of life. Paul said, I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've given to him, that I've committed to him until him against that day, until he calls me home. Paul said, I'm persuaded that nothing can separate me from the love of God. Boy, he goes through a whole list there. Nothing in heaven, nothing on earth can ever separate and under there. Can ever separate me from the love of God. You see, we have security in Christ Jesus. We're going to pass from this life safely to the other shore. That's the reason Paul said, I am now ready, for my departure is at hand. I'm fixing to die. I'm fixing to leave this old world behind, but I'm going to be with Christ. We have that security in Christ, folks. Did you know when old Noah got on the ark, the Bible says God shut the door to that ark? Nobody else was getting on board. Noah couldn't open the door if he wanted to because God shut the door. Think about it. I can imagine. Boy, don't you know the waters were raising, the lightning, the rain, and the Bible says the earth's fountains just flooded the place. I can imagine. I went on a fishing boat one time. Boy, let me tell you something. I got sick. That thing was doing this. But you know, I stumbled and fell all over that thing. I know that old Noah probably stumbled inside that big old ark. But I guarantee you one thing, he didn't fall out. Because God was on the boat with him. You see, God was in that ark. Hebrews 6:19. Listen to this. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil. Listen to it. Where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become our great high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. You see, he came to us as a little babe. He died for us on the cross of Calvary. He was buried in that grave, in that tomb. And on the third day, he arose. And because he arose to victory, we also will rise one day. Amen. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Yeah, that's exciting. We live because he lives. Now, if he hadn't arose from the grave, we'd have been in trouble. You see, the Bible says we are on a journey. We've got a direction in life with Christ Jesus, and we have a destination. That's heaven. And then there's the anxiety of the journey. Now, let me tell you something. Storms arise suddenly. The Bible says there was a storm that arose. On the journey of life, I don't know about you, but we all face storms, don't we? Storms vary in different ways. There's death of a loved one. There's death of a child. There's death of a husband or wife. There's also financial problems in life. Those are storms that we face. There's diseases. There's that old thing called heart attacks. There's that old thing called cancer. They all come in life. We all face them. They're all there. This storm came suddenly, and that's the way. Calm one minute. Man, when it's calm, everything's going well in it. But all of a sudden, there's an emergency in our life. Listen, I have found that 24 hours can change the course of your life altogether. Think about it. 24 hours can change the course of your life forever. Folks, we need Jesus in our life. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you need to think about it. Where is your life headed? For the Bible says without Jesus Christ, you're traveling a road to destruction. A destination of destruction. You see? A place the Bible calls hell. And hell is a real place, just as heaven is a real place. But you don't want to go there. I'm going to preach on a sermon titled pretty quick, A Message from Hell. You don't want to go to that place. But every one of us, we're on a destination, a journey. And you either have Christ in your life or you do not have Christ in your life. And that makes all the difference in eternity where you will spend it. You'll either spend it with Christ or without Christ, in heaven or in that place called hell. Now, folks, I want to have eternal life. I believe in Christ. I put my faith in Jesus Christ. I will live for Christ. Oh, I mess up. I fall sometimes. Man, but I have Jesus Christ as the captain. He picks me up, puts me back on the right ground, and we go again. And folks, we need Jesus in our lives because we never know when death's going to come. We never know when cancer might hit us. We never know when finances may change the course of our life. But with Jesus Christ as captain of our ship, I know one thing. I will come safely through the storm, you see. Sometimes there's storms of suffering. Oh, let me tell you something. They hit so severely, you'll think maybe you're going down. You're going to sink. These guys thought they were going to sink. The water was already filling the boat. Someone has said well that sometimes God digs the wells of joy with a spade of sorrow. There is no life that what sorrow does not come sometimes in our life. But Jesus Christ on board makes all the difference. Now notice another thing. The storms came while Jesus was on board. Just because you've got Jesus in your life doesn't mean that you're free from all the storms, folks. All the things. Well, preacher, why did this have to happen to my dad? Why did this happen to happen to my child? We serve Jesus. Yes, we do. But storms come to Christians as well as non-Christians. You see, the difference is Jesus will be there in the storm as the captain on board. Now, the mastery of the Savior. Psalm 107:29, he says, he maketh the storms calm, so that the waves thereof are still. And in this little boat, you find Jesus Christ sleeping. He got on board, he's tired, he's sleeping. Now here we have God able to calm the storm. Here we have the God-man asleep on a pillow because he's tired. Now, it wasn't the storm that awoke Jesus Christ. It was the panic of his disciples. Here they are. These men had been out there before. They were seasoned fishermen. They knew what it was to be caught out. Why was they so panicked this time? I simply believe because the water was filling the boat at this time. And they said, Master, don't you care that we perish? Don't you care? Have you ever said that? I'm going to be honest with you, I have. I was gripped with fear. And I wondered, God, do you really care about me? I guess we've all probably said that sometime or the other. Don't you care that we're perishing, Lord? You know why they were fearful? He said, how is it that you do not have faith? Now, here's the point. Fear looks at the storms. When I go back in my life and I look at those storms without Christ and I focused my eyes on the storms, it was those times that I said, Lord, don't you care that I perish? Faith looks at the Savior. You see, that's the difference. Faith looks at the Savior. It's all where we're focused in life. Where is your eyes focused today? Fear looks at the storms. Faith looks at the Savior. Storms come. There's no storm that Jesus can't calm. He told Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you." You've got God's grace. It is sufficient for all our problems. You know what Jesus did? He got up. They said, "Lord, we got a problem here. The boat is filling with water. We're about to sink. Don't you care that we're about to perish?" He stands up and listen to what he says. He rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Have you ever had a storm? And right when everything seemed to be lost, Jesus rose up and calmed that storm. Isn't that the way Jesus does? He's always there when you need him. He's always there in the nick of time. "Lord, we're going under." Jesus came in. Oh, Moses was at the river. And they were all complaining, "Look what God did. You know, he's got us out here. The water's in front of us. Pharaoh's behind us." Moses says, "Be still and see the glory of God." You see, God is always there. Safety is not the absence of a storm in your life, but safety is knowing the presence of Jesus is with you. I can hear his words, "Peace, be still," and the sea was like glass. I was worried one time in my life, and won't go into all the details, but man, I was worried. I was wondering, where in the world was God taking me? And one of his angels, I believe in angels, said, "Peace, Booney. Be still. God hasn't left you." And you know what? It calmed the waters. It calmed my heart. That's the way God is. The disciple says, "Who can this be that even the winds and the sea obey him?" Now, folks, you're here this morning, and I don't know what you're going through. Some of you are going through some storms in your life, I'm sure. Maybe a sickness, maybe a financial storm, maybe a family storm. I don't know. But let me ask you something. Who is Jesus to you this morning? You'll have to answer that question. Who is Jesus to you this morning? Is he Lord of your life? Have you given him your life and said, "Okay, Lord, here I am"? Like the song says, "I surrender all." Have you given your life, let him be captain of your life? You see, so many times we want to be captain ourselves, don't we? I want Jesus as my Savior, preacher, but do I have to give him everything? Yep, you do. All to Jesus, I surrender. Is he Savior of your life this morning? If not, ask yourself, do I want to invite him into my heart? I think you do. I think you want to give your life to him. Because see, with Jesus Christ, he'll stand and calm the sea and calm the storm, and you'll make it safely to heaven's shore. Oh, we're going to have troubles. We're going to have some doubts in our life sometimes. But with Jesus Christ as captain of the ship, you will make it safely home. Who is he to you today? If you can't answer that and say he's Lord of my life, he's the Savior of my life, then I'm going to ask you in just a few minutes, if you would, if you'll decide to let Jesus Christ be Lord of your life, just step out and come. And by coming, you're saying, preacher, I want to give Jesus Christ my life. That's all there is to it. By faith, trust him to be Lord of your life. He said, whoever comes in my name, I will no wise cast out. Now, if you're sitting there and the old devil is hitting you on the shoulder and said, don't go, don't go, don't go, then I got news for you. Your destination is going the wrong direction. You don't want to do that. Don't listen to the devil. Come to Jesus. If you know that he's not Lord of your life, come to Jesus. He'll make all the difference in your life. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your blessings. We thank you for these that have come today. Lord, if there's someone here that needs to be saved, Lord, may they step out today and come forward. If there's someone here that's saved, and they know they're saved, they just need to come to the altar and pray, Lord, let them come and recommit their life to you. And Lord, if there's someone here today looking for a church home, and this is the place you've led them, let them come. I'll be glad to share with them how they can join this fellowship. And we give you praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen.